In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Welcome back to your program, Approaches. And today we are going to speak about what we call Roman Road. You know, the Epistle of Romans, which was written by St. Paul in the early 50s of the first century, was considered one of the program of approaching atheists or pagans to preach the word of God. Because, you know, at that time Rome was the capital of the Roman Empire, which was, you know, taking all the world. So St. Paul was dreaming of preaching the word of God to Rome. And before he went there, and he was imprisoned in Rome many times, actually, he sent this letter to fight the heresy of Judaism. There was a heresy that people came from the Jewish background. Some of them tried to say that all Christians should be Jew first and should be circumcised. And this was, you know, like a stumbling block or stone in the way of salvation of many. That's why St. Paul fought this strongly, and he went to Jerusalem to meet the apostles to make sure that his way of teaching and thinking was correct and was, you know, the same way the apostles were teaching. This letter of sent to Rome can easily explain the story of salvation, because, you know, the first two chapters are trying to make it clear that all people need to be saved. Nobody can save himself. There is a real problem in all lives of men, and we need a savior. We cannot save ourselves. As you know, was written, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that made. This means he was speaking about the pagans and saying that these people actually did not receive the simplest message given by God through creation. God revealed his presence, his existence, his loving character, his almighty, his virtues through creating good things. But, you know, people did not accept the message because they were in darkness. They stayed stubborn against this teaching. Also, not only the Gentiles resist this message, the Jews themselves also resist the message received by the apostles. So he completed this in Romans chapter 3. What then? Are we better? He's speaking now about the Jew. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. So now he's speaking about the Jew. They are not any better than the pagans, because pagans did not have prophecies or books or any kind of a prophetical revelation. They had only the creation. But for the Jews, they had the prophets, but though they did not follow the steps of faith and repentance, they resist the prophets and they did not accept the message. So for both the pagans and the Jews, they need to be saved. He said, it's written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. there is none who does good, no, not one. So these clear words, you know, manifest the real problem of human being. Everyone needs to be saved, needs a savior. Then on the end of the chapter 3, he revealed the solution by saying, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that's in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. So He showed that the only way is our Lord Christ, who saved us, both pagans and Jews. You know, starting from chapter 4, he tried to solve many other problems, because the Jews considered themselves superior than others. They considered that they were people of God. They know better than anyone. So they do not need a savior. So he focused on the character of Abraham, and he proved that Abraham was just man of faith. That's why God chose him. So this kind of choosing Abraham is very much related to faith. So when we believe, now we are chosen by God. And the only way to be God's people is to believe in Him, like what happened with Abraham. And again, it applies to both pagans and Jews. On the fifth chapter, he focused on the character of Adam. And now he said that Adam was the original man of human beings, the four grandfathers of everyone. So people took out of Adam the original sin. So another Adam came, who is our Lord Christ, and this new Adam saved us. So he said, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. So he put the old man Adam and the new man Christ. So Christ came to solve the problem of the old man Adam. Christ is the only savior for human beings, sons of Adam. Starting from chapter 6, he put this in the sacraments of the church. He started to speak about baptism and how can man get all the salvation, precious gifts given by the new Adam on the cross through the act of baptism. And in this he said, do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. So now he made the gift of the salvation on the cross by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, given through the sacrament of baptism, and he was very clear in this, that we were buried with Christ and raised out of death with him. So you can see this, what we call the Roman road. He started from the problem of human beings, the problem of corruption and death, and then no solution. We have, as people, as men, we have no salvation, no solution. Then the Savior should come, and the Savior should be the perfect man, the new Adam, the God and man in one person, our Lord Jesus Christ, dying on the cross, making the redemption, and offering this in the sacrament of baptism. Next time we will continue with the Roman road. Glory to God. Amen.